So today I have so much information to share with you about real IDs. We talked about it a little bit a long time ago when I was telling y'all to go get it. And if you didn't listen to me, I want you to listen to me now. Listen to me good. We're going to get down to the nitty gritty. We're going to talk about what they are, how they impact travel, all the things. So go ahead and grab your notebook, grab your water, grab your pen, grab whatever you need to grab and come on in here and let's have a good, a great, a grand conversation. Come on back. Hey, mama girl, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to another info-packed episode here at Prep and Land. If you do not know who I am, let me introduce myself. My name is Jamie, and I am your IntelliTravel independent travel agent, and this is my channel, Prep and Land. I am all about giving you all the knickknacks, paddywhacks, give your dogs their bones as it relates to travel so that you and your family can have amazing adventures for you to share with everyone in your circle, in your community, in your life for years to come. Mama girl, let's get down to the nitty gritty because that's the only thing we know how to do around here. So real IDs, what are they? Why do we need them? When do we need them? Do our children need them? Do we really need them to travel? What if it's just a domestic flight? What about international flights? Honey, tell me all the things. Let's talk about it because the one thing that I do not want, and I know you do not want, is to be limited because you do not have the proper documentation to travel. Okay? So first off, let us cover what a real ID is. A law that was passed in 2005 that basically sets the minimum standards of the state issued driver's licenses and the state issued identification cards. So basically what that means is that the federal agencies cannot accept anything lower than what the real ID is. So it cannot accept what we used to have, the old IDs. It can no longer accept that because the standard has been raised to elevate the security, to elevate the safety, to elevate all the things with the real ID. Now, where will you need the real ID? You'll need it to access certain federal buildings. You'll also need it to access nuclear power plants. Power plants. And you'll need it when it comes to boarding federally regulated commercial flights, which is basically the planes, honey, the planes that you pay for that are public. We call public planes, planes where everybody can ride, not them private planes. The public planes, you'll need them for that. If you do not know when it went into effect, it went into effect May 11th, 2025. I told you about it. If you did not listen to me now. We're in August. So it went into effect a few months ago, May 11th, 2025. So if you do not have one already, go ahead and get one. Now, another question that I've come across is, what does this mean for travelers? Because even though we were told to get real IDs, we really don't know what it means for us as it relates to the things that we like doing and we like traveling. So let's talk about it. This means that TSA will only accept real IDs or driver's licenses moving forward. Now, if you are a special person is one that lives in Washington or Michigan or Minnesota or New York or Vermont, and you have an enhanced driver's license, you can use that instead of the real ID. If you do not live in Washington, New York, Minnesota, Vermont, or Michigan, and you do not have an enhanced driver's license or ID, you need a real ID. If you do not know what that is and you do not live in those states, then you do not qualify and you need a real ID. If you do know what that is and you do live in one of those states and you do have one, you do not need a real ID. Okay? Okay. Now, let's talk about the domestic travel changes that have happened. So, if you do not have a real ID, but you have like a passport or an enhanced driver's license or any of the valid acceptable IDs listed on TSA's website, you can also use one of those, okay? So even though I stress that real IDs are very important, if you do not have that right now and you have a travel and you have a travel engagement coming up, if you have one of the valid ID forms of identification listed on TSA's website, then you can use that instead of a real ID. But I still encourage you to get a real ID. Now, for a full list of all the documentation that is acceptable by TSA, go to their website. I've left a link in the description box below. Check that out. Go to the website, see what documents are acceptable, and you can use those as long as they're valid and as long as you have them. If you don't have them and if they are not valid, you cannot use it. Okay. Now, as it relates to your children, do these children need real IDs? Let's talk about it. So TSA does not require children under 18 to possess a real ID for domestic flights. So even though TSA does not require it, you still need to check your airline that you are flying on to see what their requirements are as far as identification for children. Now, because I love you, I went ahead and I included some of the airlines. I went ahead and included their links in the description box below so that you can see the requirements for each of them. So I have American Airlines on there. I got Delta on there, Southwest, United, JetBlue, and Spirit. If you are not flying one of those, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to go on the website of the airline that you are flying with and see what the requirements are for your babies to make sure that you have the proper documentation for your children. Okay? Now, if you are, I don't want to say bullheaded, but if you are a bit stubborn in acquiring your real ID, if you are fighting it until you can't fight no more, which was May 11th, 2025, but if you are still fighting, you know, fight on by yourself. But if you do not yet have your real ID, you take your regular ID that you've been rolling with for however long you've been rolling with it, and you present it to the TSA, I want you to go ahead and prepare to be pulled over for further interrogation. I want you to go ahead and prepare for TSA to say that you are in violation, and I want you to go ahead and prepare for a longer time spent with TSA, because they will pull you. They will pull you to the side. They will interrogate you further. They might say you can't go. I cannot confirm nor deny that. I want to say they'll still let you go through. They'll just say you're in violation and you need to take care of it as soon as possible. But to avoid that, to avoid the delay of TSA, go ahead and get your real ID. Okay. And this is also for those that are doing pre-check too. Pre-check is not exempt, okay? So if you do not have a real ID and you going through the pre-check line, expect delays. That whole 30-second walk through, 4 to 5 minutes, 20, 30 minutes, hour. I'm just saying, delay, okay? And we talked about this a little earlier, but I want to cover it again because I really didn't give you a full list, and I'm not going to give you a full list because the list is long. I left the link in the description box below so you can go look at the list to see what other forms of identification are acceptable. But just to name a few, if you have a DHS Trusted Traveler's Card, that'll work. If you have a U.S. Department of Defense ID, that'll work. If you have a permanent resident card, that'll work. If you have a border crossing card, that'll work. If you have a federally organized tribal ID, that'll work. If you have a foreign government issued passport, that'll work. If you have a veteran health identification card, there's a whole list of different forms of ID that is accepted if you do not have a real ID. Now, if you do not have those forms of ID and you still don't have a real ID, expect delays, okay? Now, mama girl, that was a lot of information. I get this, but I don't want you to forget that the real ID does not replace anything, okay? So if you are going abroad, you still need a passport. You still need to check to see if you need a visa. And if you need a visa, you still need a visa. You still need the documentation that you had prior to the real ID coming into effect. The real ID is just to get you past TSA, okay? To keep you legal. To keep you rolling through, to keep you moving on to bigger and better adventures, okay? It does not replace a passport. It does not replace a visa. It does not replace any other documentation that you need to travel to foreign countries, okay? Okay, that's it. That's all I have for you today, mama girl. Listen, thank you so much for tuning in, making it all the way to the end of this podcast. If you've made it all the way to the end, go ahead and share it with the people in your community, because we are not gatekeepers. There is going to be nothing limiting our travels, and that includes this real ID. We want to make sure everybody knows what they need to do to prepare so they are not limited in any way when it comes to making sure that they have the proper documentation to travel. As always, I thank you and I love you. If you need more tips, more tricks, more knickknacks, paddywhacks, give the dogs all their bones. You want to know different promotions that are happening. You want to sign up for my newsletter. You want me to help you plan your traveling, which is what we're here for, honey. I am here to help you. Head on over to my website, www.prepandland.com. Again, that's www.prepandland.com. There you will get all the things, mama girl, all the things. As always, mama girl, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. I want you to continue to choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live. Until next time, mama girl, peace.